So let's talk a little bit about diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and I'm really curious about your 66-year-old man.
Well, you know, I think this gentleman really illustrates the big challenge we have in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. I think it's a challenge that we've created for ourselves because we are curing so many more people up front, and those that we don't cure, it's a real tough situation. So this gentleman had advanced stage disease, ABC subtype by immunohistochemistry, so we know that's a higher risk situation. He received 6 cycles of R-CHOP and initially clinically responded. I had reduction in symptoms and adenopathy, but unfortunately by the end had disease progression. We then followed the standard algorithm and said, okay, well, let's try platinum-based salvage. He's otherwise healthy, but unfortunately he had progressive disease at that point, even after platinum-based salvage chemotherapy. So he was now quite symptomatic, and this is the patient where you offer clinical trial. So he was eligible for a CAR T-cell trial. He had very bulky, rapidly progressive disease, and unfortunately only had a transient disease control with CAR T-cells. And now we are in the situation where we are trying to come up with options for him.
Oh, interesting. When I saw CAR T, I was expecting you were going to tell me he had this fantastic response and, you know, cytokine release syndrome. Have you had other patients treated with CAR T with diffuse large B-cell or any other cancer for that matter?
Yeah, oh yes. We have seen dramatic responses. You know, I think at least my anecdotal observations are that lymphomas that respond to CAR T-cells are similar to lymphomas that respond to therapies to some degree. We've had better results in the indolent lymphomas than the DLBCLs. Certainly the refractory DLBCLs, it's a challenge. And maybe there's just too much tumor burden to overcome and too much highly kinetic tumor to overcome by the CAR T-cells. But we certainly have had patients with long remissions that have received CAR T-cells, no doubt.